This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We need to remind ourselves that Ramadan is only a few days. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, He says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. A few days. A few days. Then He said to us, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانٍ. And these few days, in total, they make a month. And there's psychology in this. A few days. The word أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, when Allah described Ramadan, He said, a few days. What does that imply? Psychologically, it creates a sense of urgency and panic within us. Keep telling yourself a few days, just a few days, just a few days. Don't waste them, they'll quickly go. A few days, yani it's simple, it's easy to fast. We start, all of a sudden, it's the 10th day of Ramadan. All of a sudden, we're in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. All of a sudden, it's Al-Eid. So quick. So don't be lazy. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. If you keep reminding yourself that Ramadan is a few days, then you should not be lazy. Push yourself. The doors of the paradise are open. Allah is freeing people from the hellfire every day and every night. There are 60 opportunities to be freed. Hurry up and push yourself. A few days and the sale is all over. The offer is all over for Ramadan. Spend the nights with the Quran, Salat, Dhikr, Ad-Dua. Give charity, read the Quran, avoid the haram during the day, during the night. Ask Allah, call unto Allah, istighfar, do what you can, push yourself. Push it to the limit, this is a few days. And then after Ramadan, you can rest a little bit. But in Ramadan, don't be lazy. We cannot afford to be heedless and neglect the golden opportunities in this month and the gifts that Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving and handing out every single moment of this day and every single moment of this month. Show Allah Azza wa Jalla that you really appreciate that He gave your life to live and experience yet another Ramadan. Show Allah appreciation. Show Him that you really appreciate, oh Allah, thank you Allah that you allowed me to live Ramadan. Ya Allah, show us, where's your thanks? Where's your gratitude? Show us. How do you thank Allah for the opportunity of Ramadan? Sit down lazy on your couch with the phone in your hand all day and all night, flicking through videos, listening to music, going from reel to reel to reel, watching whatever it is. Heck, this is how you appreciate the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He allow you to live, to experience yet another Ramadan. This is how you're going to appreciate the ni'mah. This is how you're going to thank Allah for the doors of the paradise being open and the doors of the hellfire being closed and the devils being chained. You're going to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah, you did this. Now there's time for my phone now. There's time for social media now. There's time to follow people and watch al-haram and listen to al-haram and just flick from one screen to another and in halfway in between listen to an ayah and then move on to another girl dancing and then, this is an embarrassment. This is an embarrassment. Shut down your social media, all of it, except for what's beneficial. Except for what's beneficial. Stay connected with what's beneficial. Stay connected in social media with what is going to keep you motivated and inspired to worship Allah Azza wa Jal during this month. That's it. Otherwise, throw it out. Throw it out. It's not worth it, wallahi, my brothers and sisters. Wallahi wa aqsimu billahi, it's not worth it.